shout it out or comment. Tell me. This is the feedback portion of the message. We got asked to give more feedback portion, and Amber didn't make here. Who? What's that one word?
Jesus.
Those at home. What word am I talking about? Change your life. Give it to me. Type it in the comments. Amen. And I love those guesses and those thoughts. That's not the word, though. We know He will, though, right? We know Jesus will change our life. But I got a different word for you. But if you could choose, I'll take responses back again real fast. If you can choose a one-word goal to achieve in life, what one word would you choose? If you could choose a one-word goal for you to achieve in life, what word would you choose? Amen. Put them in the comments if you're online with us. If you could choose a one-word goal to achieve in life, what word would you use? Some people that were asked would use successful as a goal for their lives. Some would use influential as a goal, one word goal for their lives. Some would use happy as one word goal for their lives. But guess what? No matter what we choose to put as a goal on what we think success is, God's eyes is what truly matters. Because His stands above the rest. It stands above our own. Amen. Above our own choices. I pray that when we get to heaven, that we have lived a life that pleases God. We're going to struggle if we don't live a life that pleases God and we say we're Christians, aren't we? That's kind of countercultural, I guess you could say. But when we get to heaven, I hope that we've all lived a life that pleases God. So again, those one more goals could be successful, influential, happy. But guess what? That's none of the words we're talking about today. That is none of the words that we are talking about today. Part of the scripture says this: well done, my good and what?
Faithful.
That's the word we're going to talk about today. That's the word that's going to change our lives. Faithfulness. Woo. How many of y'all know that we have to have faithful lives?
Amen.
In order to live a Christ-like walk? We can't do it on our own. We might be able to talk to ourselves and fool ourselves that we can do it on our own. But guess what? We can do nothing apart from Christ Jesus living within us. Amen? So that's what we're going to talk about today. The faithful part. Are y'all ready for it? We got to decide. Are you going to be faithful?
Amen.
Or are you going to run? Are you going to be faithful when Satan throws some darts your way? When he tries to take your house? Your car? Your bank account? Your relationship? Are we going to stay faithful? Guess what? Here's a good thought. We're never accidentally faithful. You can never be faithful accidentally. It has to be an intent, purpose in our lives. Because our trajectory is towards what's easy for us. Not what's hard. Being faithful is hard on us. It can be hard sometimes. But our human tendency is to go on the easy side. What's convenient for us. Amen. Being faithful means doing the right thing all the time. And it's rarely easy to do the right thing all the time. Because there's always something easy showing on that other side going. And Satan over going, yeah, you know you want to take that route. You know you want to do that. Amen. The hard way, though, comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Our first scripture today is going to come from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. New Living Translation says it this way. Habakkuk 2:4, New Living Translation. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. How many of y'all know proud people that are crooked in their lives? But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Amen? Are we living by our faithfulness to God? Or are we still letting Satan rob some of that from us? Amen? What does it mean to be faithful? How do we live it out? Jesus talks all through the Bible about faithfulness, don't he? He tells us to treat people good. Be faithful to them. Be faithful stewards of our resources. Amen? Faithfully respond to God. Every interaction is an opportunity to add value. Every resource is an opportunity to multiply. And every prompting is an opportunity to obey God. Are you ready to be faithful and obeying God, multiplying your lives and everybody's lives around you? Amen? We gotta be faithful everywhere we go. Not just at home, not just at church, not just online watching. Amen? We got to be faithful everywhere we go. We got to be faithful with every person that we meet. Everybody we see. Because it's the opportunity for us to bless them and add value to their lives. Through our faithfulness and the walk that they see through us, they're going to want some of that. They're going to want to know about how you have that faithfulness. Amen? We got to add value. We never add it by chance. We always add it by choice. Amen? Ephesians 4:29, NIV version, says this. Do not let your unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Whose needs? Their needs. Those who are watching at home, whose needs? Their needs. That it may benefit those who listen. We got to build people up. We got to stop tearing people down. How many of y'all know Christians that tear people down? How many of y'all know church brothers and sisters that tear people down? Leadership that tears people down. Pastors, preachers, evangelists that tear people down. We've all seen it, haven't we? Because a lot of people be like, I ain't going to church there because so-and-so was mean to me. So-and-so tore me down some. They riddled me. We gotta be in God's eyes and God's will all the time so that we're building people up. Amen? Not for our purpose, but for God's purpose. Faithful. Again, every interaction is an opportunity to add value to their lives. And every resource is a chance to multiply. Matthew 25:21, NIV version says, his master replied, well done, good and faithful, what?
Servant.
Good and faithful servant. They're at home type servant in the comments. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of what?
Many
things. When we're faithful in the few things that God starts us out with, He will multiply that to us. Amen? But we gotta live in an attitude of faithfulness each and every day that we are on there. There's a word called pistos, and it means persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, the exhibition of commands, and or the discharge of duties. When we look at our lives, can we call ourselves that? Can we say we live pistos lives? Can we say we live faithful lives in everything that we do? Because that was everything. That was their entire lives, their entire business transactions. Everything that they did, they lived faithfully. We got to live like that for God. When God says do something, guess what? We got to faithfully do it. We got to move when He says move. We got to get out the door rather than and get ourselves out of the way. Because I don't know about you, but myself stops me from going sometimes. When God says, hey, I need you to go down the road. Well, guess what? When we say no, guess what? We're not being faithful. When we tell Him, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to stop the house today. When He's told us to, that's being unfaithful, isn't it? One of the most faithful acts that God gave us was a heart to care for. We got to multiply. We got to run with it. Amen. Matthew 25:25-26 NIV says this. And this is to the guy with one bag. Said, Master, so I was afraid. And I went out and did what? Hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. And his master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. Amen. When God gave him that bag of coin, He didn't tell him to go bury it in the ground, did He? He basically said, be good stewards of it. Be faithful to it. Amen. The other ones were, but He wasn't. He didn't want to take any faithful risk. He didn't multiply the faithfulness that He had in Jesus. We got to be faithful in everything that we do. Amen. We can't be lazy or wicked. We got to be faithful. We got to, at every prompting is an opportunity to obey God. Every prompting that He sends down to us in His Holy Spirit through us, when He says, hey, stop and change your tire. Stop, see if they need a ride. Hey, it's still, that one might be a little difficult now for some people because this world's a little crazy right now. So stopping and give somebody a ride is a little bit riskier than what it used to be. But it could still be an opportunity for God to bless somebody through our faithfulness. Amen. And in Acts 20:22, NIV version says, and now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. Faithfully. He would faithfully follow Him. Because I'm going to tell y'all, when God tells us to go somewhere, we have no clue what's going to happen there, wherever He sends us to do it. Most of the time, we have no clue. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful servants wherever He tells us to go. If He tells you to go on the west side, guess what? I might get arrested. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Y'all know what's on the west side, right? That's where most of the prostitutes are in Charleston. No, I'm not picking them up. But if God tells me to go there, guess what? You got to go. You got to faithfully go. He didn't say bye, right? He said go. Talk to Him. Tell Him about me. And that's where we get hung up sometimes and block God's faithfulness through us because we're like, man, I ain't going over there. You done lost your mind. If He tells you to stop and talk to some homeless guy in Charleston, and the homeless guy in Charleston is sitting there, he's talking to himself in 15 different languages or people, what do you do? It's scary, ain't it? It's scary. But if God tells you to go, we got to be faithful enough to go. He was faithful enough to send His Son for us. Surely we can be faithful in our actions and daily living for Him and do what He tells us to do. Are you Are you faithfully, truly faithfully pursuing Jesus? Or are you compelled every time He yells at you and says, "Hey, do that"? Is our obedience following? Is it our responsibility? Do we let God determine the outcome? Because that's what truly being faithful is, isn't it? Wherever He leads, I shall go. Whatever He does, I shall follow. That's our responsibility. We got to let the outcome be God's. Because it's not our outcome when we turn everything over to Jesus. Amen. It's just Him, the Holy Spirit, that lives through us. But I'm going to tell you what, being faithful, God's going to put somebody on your heart. A family friend, a family member, a classmate, a co-worker. He's going to put somebody on your heart. And you're going to be like, "Man, I don't know why you stuck him in my brain. I don't know why you stuck him on my heart." But guess what? We're supposed to tell him. Tell him about His good news. Tell him about His faithfulness dying on the cross for us. And decide, "I'm faithful. I'm going to add value to somebody else's life." And that faithfulness will multiply through you. Amen. Last scripture I want you to look at today is, we can be faithful with little, and God will trust us much. When He gives us faithful with little, God will trust us with much. If we faithfully steward that. Amen. Again, Habakkuk 2:4 says, "Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God." Are we being faithful the way we need to? Are you missing out on that today? Do you need a little bit more Jesus in your lives? Amen. Guess what? Now's a perfect time to get it. If you're missing it, some of it, or if you haven't committed that first time, or you need to recommit to Him to get that relationship back with Him, guess what? Now's the perfect time to do it. Amen. It don't have to be now, but if He's talking to you, perfect time. All you do is say, "Jesus, God, I believe You sent Your Son to die for me. I believe that He died on that cross. He was put in that tomb, and He rose 3 days later for the forgiveness of my sins. I want to get back to You. I want to get close to You. I want to see You for the first time. I want to love on You. I want to have that relationship with You." And that's as simple as it is. It's easy. It's just like talking. You don't have to make any big, long, giant 15-minute prayers or anything like that, like some religions make you go through. You just talk to Him. Confess your sins to Him. Know and believe faith. Believe what? Faithfully, that He is the Lord and Savior that can forgive your sins by dying on that cross. That's all it takes. It's simple, ain't it? But sometimes we get caught up in the everyday world and let Satan drag us back out of our relationship with Jesus. As they get ready to come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your scriptures, Jesus. Lord, most importantly, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, and allowing Your words to be spoken, not mine, Jesus. Lord, I pray that You put upon each one of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord. Lord, Your true message of how we're to be faithful to You, Lord. Lord, it just takes a little bit, and You'll expound in mighty ways within us, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord, in each one of our lives, Jesus. Lord, we ask You this week to put somebody in front of us that we can tell about Your mercy, Your love, Your grace, Lord. Lord, the Jesus gospel that will truly get us out of death, hell, and damnation, Lord. Lord, that will give us home and eternity in heaven, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In your name I pray. Amen.